This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Australian snowboarders died on a trip with friends in Japan. The backpack got caught. Got caught on a ski lift.
Ooh. Oh, that's happened to me.
But I'm thinking it strangled.
Except for the dead part.
Didn't strangle. She had a heart attack.
Oh.
22-year-old tourist suffered a cardiac arrest after the accident on Friday at Nagato Amachi Police. The woman was rushed to hospital after later succumbed to her injuries. So it does say injuries there, too, so I don't get that part. Said the waist buckle of a tourist backpack became entangled in the lift chair, which prevented her from getting off the lift. Because the chest strap on the backpack was fastened, the backpack did not detach from the rest of the body, and the guest was dragged along with the backpack after disembarking from the lift.
That's what would have happened to me if I would have had that chest thing going, because it snagged on to the end of the chair as I was exiting, and I had to kind of weasel my way out of it. So the backpack was still attached to the chair.
Staff member immediately pressed the emergency stop button to halt the lift operations. Emergency assistance was promptly provided, and the guest was then transported to a hospital. But it was a heart attack. Maybe, I wonder if did the backpack crush her chest, or did she have just had an actual heart attack?
Sure, she was very scared.
Yeah, but only 22, you know? Usually it's somebody older than that would die from a scared heart attack, you know what I mean? But I guess...
They do say cardiac arrest, and that is something like the guy from the Bills who got hit. They called his a cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
This could have been from, a blunt, force to her chest.
They were dragging her.
Yeah.
Or the chest thing was just being compressed too much, too.
Yeah, that could have caused the cardiac arrest.
That was her time, remember that? That's what we always have to say. That was her time, you know. That's horrible, man.
Yeah, be careful with your backpack, Todd.
Yeah. Oh, I am now.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, you got that insurance ready to go for us, Nick? What'd they say?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well,
is it possible?
Well, it is possible, but you're in Pennsylvania, and Todd's guy is already with the company that he goes through somebody at the company I'm with, and that's against protocol to be like,
you can't poach clients.
Right. That's not cool.
What do you mean, then? Todd would have to do
Todd,
it there.
He could go through his guy.
And you, got it. All right. Okay, besides that part, is it doable?
Yeah, what you guys would do is just, you would each take out a life insurance policy and just name each other as the beneficiary.
Right, yeah. Oh, I got it. Okay.
I'm kind of surprised you guys don't have something like that already.
We were told to do that years ago by our agent.
It would have been a lot cheaper.
But yeah. Shut up.
And anybody interested in life insurance, those rates stay locked in.
Well, I didn't really thought about it much until my wife ex took half my money. So, and then I realized, we probably should do that.
And then you started eyeballing Todd's life. That sounded dark.
When he shows up in a wheelchair.
I'll have to instruct my guy.
He has one leg.
Make sure it's a policy where I'm worth more alive than dead.
Yeah.
So we have to count on each other. We have to trust each other to be paying the premium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't.
Here's how you do that. And granted, we trust each other, but here's how you do that in case you pay the other guy's premium. It's the same, but you're the one responsible for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would pay Todd's knowing that if he does kick before me, I get the money. Now, I'm not going to be late then. But if you're late paying your own, you're thinking, well, what's the matter? He gets nothing if I die, you know?
True.
Right. Joke's on him, right? You see, I think that's the way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That way you know you're going to pay it.
It sounds like a guy who doesn't trust the other guy.
No, I think that's the way you do it. I don't trust forgetful people, and we're both that way sometimes.
And, you know, I think the insurance stuff is on auto pay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
There's a discount for auto pay.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Right. Speaking of that, it's also a National Wedding Ring Day. I don't know what I did with my first wedding ring.
I got one upstairs. And I got
from the first marriage or the first ring?
I'm talking about hers. I think it was made of some kind of cardboard.
Oh.
You wouldn't have got that.
I didn't lose a lot.
She would have kept that and turned. I guarantee my ex probably sold the one I got her, and that's a good chunk of change.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure mine ended up at a pawn shop as well.
Yeah.
Tastes like Cracker Jacks.
Yeah,
yeah. And now I wear and I take crap from.
And you quit, Nick? That's good.
Oh, yeah. The only people I take crap from is you, but I wear one of those silicone rings.
No, I don't care if you wear those. You don't throw a football or work on your car. I thought the football guys are lame. Although they're right-handed, I get it, but still, you know. You can take the ring off for a sporting event or working on your car, Todd.
No, I broke my first ring.
Silicone ones are fine.
Well, not the first. Christy and I. When Christy and I got married. That one broke because I think it was dumbbells at the gym. You know, they got the little grippy
You're
handles.
Not supposed to lift with
wood. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I've stopped doing that. I don't golf with it anymore. Yeah. I don't go to the gym. So that's why I have the silicone ring.
Like I say, I got that talk from my wife when we got married because she was working at the jewelry store at the time.
Yeah. Oh, I never wore those at
the
gym.
Don't wear it to the gym. Don't swim in it. Don't shower in it. Don't sleep in it.
Right.
It's bad for the ring.
Right. You should probably not even wear it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wear mine when I go out, but when I get home, I take it off.
That's I do it too that way, Paul. Yeah, I used to, and now I don't have it.
I wear it
anymore
when I go out on dates.
I wear it for National Wedding Ring Day.
Date night or drunken live show night.
Screw
I'll put
you,
my
guys.
Jewelry
Nick doesn't
on.
Have it. Nick doesn't have his on right
I just
now.
Took it off. I'll take it off if I lift weights, but if I forgot to put it on before, she's like, well, you're not wearing a ring. Like, there's such an indention on my finger that if I were to try to go and pretend like I was single, I would have to have 4 months advance notice to
throw some blood in that bear, right?
Maybe you're just glove guy at the bar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I want to talk to a guy.
That doesn't scream murder.
Fingerless gloves? Like, you want to talk about skateboarding?
Just like OJ.
Yeah.
Talk to a guy who... his ex, and when they broke up, she threw the wedding ring at him, and then he got to keep it, and he got to sell it.
Wow.
Nice.
That's not
great.
The only thing she thinks it is.
Oh, no, that's just a hypothetical. I want to get that call.
Oh.
If she broke up with him and threw the ring at him and then left, and they stayed apart?
Yeah.
First of all, if I knew the day I knew she's not coming back at all, I would have sold it that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish my ex would have done that to me, throw it at me.
I think that's probably...
Oh, no, she wouldn't throw it at me because I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I was the faithful one.
Don't you think that's more likely to happen in, like, a broken-up engagement? Like,
yes.
We never got even to, so she takes the ring off and chucks it at him?
Yep.
Yeah. But
a gift's a gift. Even an engagement ring, it's hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if she gets, you know, if she gets all emotional and takes it off and throws it at you, then I think,
like
you
chicks
know,
do.
Right.
Win.
And that's a gift.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
If she throws it back at you, it's a gift, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You gifted it back to me when you chucked it at my head.
Yeah. Also, I technically think it's still hers, though, because you gave it to her. But you're right. I would just say, oh, we lost it. I felt great. It's gone forever. And then I'd sell it.
Oh, Eaton sure. Oliver Beaver writes us on the text here. At least none of you tattooed the wedding ring. Take it from me.
Ooh.
Don't do that.
Oh, he did one of those. Mm. Okay, yeah. That's the new thing.
I would think that would hurt.
Right, bone on bone right there, I'm sure
I would.
I would
think it would also hurt, but be easy to remove.
Or just cover up.
Easier than a lot of tattoos.
I'd just say you're not married, you know?
Yeah. Or just get a bunch of other rings tattooed on your finger. So just badass.
Yeah, just put tattoo. Ozzy on your knuckles in.
Yeah, or skull like tattoo a skull ring on the on another finger.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I just think that like
I don't think National Wedding Ring Day needs a day. You know, is that a jeweler thing or something? You know,
it's got to be.
Yeah.
Don't you think that skin like on the inside, like on the side of your finger, wouldn't that hurt like hell?
Well, we've talked to people that have finger tattoos, so let us know how bad that is. Anytime it hits the bone, you know, I only had two on my arm, and it didn't hurt me at all.
Okay, I would think it hurt.
But the bone is the key.
The shin, you know, where there's just
there's
no muscle between the skin and the bone there, I would think.
I think it was
a shin tattoo would hurt.
I think it was Ian Fidance when he was here recently. We brought that up with him. He's got a bunch of tats, and he said the shins, everybody says shins, and he said shins wasn't that bad.
Okay.
There must not be a lot of nerve endings there then.
Yeah, maybe.
Although,
yeah, unless you hit a coffee table.
When you get kicked in the shins, it hurts like crazy. So I can't believe a tattoo on the shins wouldn't hurt.
Oh, you're right. Sandy did throw it at Danny. Yeah. In Greece. It wasn't a engagement ring. I guess it was a ring he gave her. Yeah.
promise ring?
Yeah, promise ring. I got a girl ring in fifth grade, Karen.
Did you?
What's it, strawberry flavored?
No, it was a friendship ring. I bought it. I went to the local jewelry store, paid like, I don't know, like probably $5 for it. And I gave it to her, and she wore it. She was my girlfriend in fifth grade for like a month.
Oh, it didn't have a piece of diamond-shaped candy?
No, this was actual real friendship ring. Well, you know, and then one day she handed me a note, and I noticed something was in it. I thought, oh, my God, she got me something back. And I went to the bathroom, and guess what it was?
Returning your ring.
She returned it. Yeah. She'd been through a lot.
Yeah. So did you give that ring to every other girlfriend in middle school?
Right. I don't remember. Not what middle school. I was in fifth grade.
But yeah,
it sounds like an episode of The Wonder Years.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, Nick. Exactly. And I was upset. Went back into class, looked at her. The bitch she was who broke up with me and gave my ring back.
You're crying on your coloring sheet.
I was fifth grade upset, so I probably was over it by recess, but still.
Right. Ooh, corn dogs for lunch.
Yeah, so she threw that back to me.
Oh,
and I think that was so upwards of $2.50, $3.50, something like that.
Did you re-gift that ring later?
Don't remember. I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Or did you just wear it? You just wear it yourself, like a little pimp ring in fifth grade. Little pinky ring on there.
I put it on my right hand. So
yeah.
So ladies knew I was still available. Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.